brush my hair and comb my teeth and my nose hairs. I roll out my beanbag chair and roll up a spleef, and then I get that stare. I flick my oversized lighter, the kind that burns your thumb, and I take a long hit and I get real dumb. It's the kind of high you only get from good crimpy stash. Maybe it's in Kalamazoo. If I was in Maui, that would be okay too. Sure wish this lighter wasn't childproof. Oh heck, it's 420 somewhere. I turn on my TV trying to expand my mind and my lungs. Never realized the monsters had such a complex storyline. Wow, I'm really stunned, and I agree with everything that Dr. Phil did say. So I roll another fat one, burn it down halfway. There's so much smoke in this room, looks like Indians signaling away. Maybe it's a wounded knee. It's the same thing that General Custer would see. I'm smoking a peace pipe for history research. It's 420 somewhere. Now I've only got one life to live. That's what my children think. And I'm following my guiding light, no matter how much it blinks. I keep looking at my watch, then I smile. Keeping up with each time zone will take a big pile of that sense of milia. Guess my work's cut out for me. Maybe it's in Gay Perry. Those tie sticks in Asia really make me feel free. In Turkey, the hash will make me finally forget. It's 420 somewhere. My guitar I could still play, but I'd vegetate, play the chords too late, 'cause I'd be blown away. What would Bob Marley say? He'd say, give me something green or gold, some Panama red just to soothe my head. Manhattan sewer silver just to feed my head. I know I won't have to wait too long. It's 420 somewhere. It's 420 somewhere. If I was in Colorado, I'd know what time it was. If I was grooving in Maui, I'd know what time it was. If I had some Colombian gold, I'd probably stop all this babbling.